Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
All right, so we're done with elections. You think? The nation still wants to know. Or at least, that's what the news channels think. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So we just got done with one of the longest elections the country has ever seen, and the results are out. But do you think that means we're gonna stop hearing and seeing things about it? Absolutely not. Because what else can news channels run on if not for how many people voted for whom, what kinds of people voted for whom did the women pick, who was the favorite amongst men, what made first-time voters go to the booths? Honestly, there's all kinds of statistics that are flying around, and we'll be none the wiser when some new policy comes rolling out. The only people who are ecstatic are the news anchors. Because have you seen those newspaper ads that have a page full of offers from one particular store and you don't know what to concentrate on because it's just a blur of colors? Well, these TV channels are just like that. Because there's so much happening on screen, you don't even know what to look at anymore. And they say they're bringing a panel on screen, but it's more of an unruly class of kindergarten kids than a panel, because all everyone wants to do is scream. And it's unique what's happening on TV these days, because news anchors also have to stand apart from each other, get those TRPs rolling in, so they have catchphrases like "the nation wants to know." They start developing weird characteristics like always yelling or cutting people off or having really deadpan faces, whether it's an earthquake or a presidential visit. They've made this some serious business. Literally serious. So this obviously has led to some spillover into entertainment, because if news readers and journalists are so entertaining, there's no way they won't find themselves in movies. Let's take a look at some characters who report, write, and follow the action on screen. Nawazuddin Siddiqui is one of the finest actors we have in the industry today. He's incredible in everything he does. And weren't we glad he decided to sign on to play a character in Bajrangi Bhaijaan? Because that way, there was at least one person who could act in the movie. Nawaz plays this character named Chand Nawab, who's a reporter from Pakistan. He seems to be this quirky, kind of socially awkward guy who just goes with the flow and sometimes gets carried away when he's reporting. He sort of lives in his own world. And guess what? This character is based on a real-life Pakistani reporter whose name is Rali Chand Nawab. He might have wanted to sue these people, but in the process, he just became more popular, his videos became more viral, and I'm sure Pakistani channels were all fighting amongst each other to sign him on. The first time that Chand Nawab actually became famous in real life was this time where he was trying to report from a railway station way back in 2008. But for one single line, he had to do like 100 takes because he kept being interrupted. Who picks a railway station to do a live report and then get annoyed when people pass you in front of the camera? He's kind of adorable in some ways, but you wouldn't want to handle a long conversation with him. And Kabir Khan, the director of Bajrangi Bhaijaan, spotted this video and based Nawaz's character on him. Trust him to pull off a role like this as easily as you can say Salman Khan can't dance. You know, they took 3 years to make this movie, so you can be pretty darn sure that they spent a lot more time thinking of and developing these characters in this big, spectacular, magnificent movie called Jagga Jasoos. Well, that's what they wanted the movie to be, and I thought it was great too, because we hadn't seen anything like that in Indian cinema before. But the rest of India didn't think so, and it didn't do that well at the box office, but never mind that now. Jagga Jasoos is the story of this guy named Jagga, who's played by Ranbir Kapoor, who goes on a manhunt for his father. He finds a partner in crime in the character Katrina Kaif plays. She plays a journalist named Shruti Sen Gupta, and she comes across a clue that might help Jagga in his mission, and in the process, they try and undo some major scams and everything. Basically, it's a lot of things that are playing out parallel to each other, but in song. I think it's one of the nicest journalists we've seen on screen in Bollywood, because the character Katrina Kaif plays is a feminist, she's very independent, and when she's on a mission, she's super focused and she'll do whatever it takes to get results and save the day. But she's also this bumbling idiot sometimes, and she's sort of like Jughead from the Archie's comics in her goofiness. And in this movie, Katrina Kaif is not a typical journalist who finds out something and yells it out for the whole world to hear. She's clumsy, she's goofy, but she's so adorable that you'll almost forgive her for not being a brilliant actor. Alright, time for something serious, like the plot of this movie. S. Shankar made this movie called Mudalvan in Tamil, starring Arjun Sarja and Manisha Koirala, and it became such a huge hit that he remade it in Hindi, starring Anil Kapoor and Rani Mukherjee. So Anil Kapoor plays a journalist, a TV reporter, and Amrish Puri plays a politician, to be precise, a chief minister. So during a live interview, when he's being questioned a little too much, the chief minister tells the reporter that, "Hey, you don't know how tough my job is. Do it for a day and you'll know." Sort of like teenagers and parents, you know. The parents are going, "Hey, you can't have late nights. What is up with your grades? Why are you friends with that person?" And the kids are going, "Mom, you don't know what it's like to be me." So the plot of this movie is the adult version of a teenage drama. The reporter goes on to do so well as the substitute chief minister that the people want him back permanently, because screw political processes and elections, anything can happen in a movie. But honestly, if under trials and criminally accused individuals can stand for elections in real life, things in this movie don't seem so unlikely. Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani. If any movie could capture the real essence of Indian media before things got way out of hand, it's this movie. Shah Rukh Khan plays a TV reporter. Juhi Chawla also plays a TV reporter, but is this competition on a rival channel? I think we've seen that happen in real life in India. We've had primetime news reporters who were husband and wife and reporting on competing channels. I wonder what their phone calls are like. "Hey, I'm going live in 2 minutes. Do not call that guy on your panel. I'm trying to call him. You're going to sleep on the couch tonight if you pick the same news story as me." In Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani, they use a very light-hearted approach to show us how news channels function, how they will go to any extent to be the first to show us some breaking news, how they find really, really weird ways to explain the news to us. This is so true though. Remember when Sridevi died, there was this reporter who actually demonstrated what it would be like to drown in a bathtub. And he was inside a hotel room bathtub. Some great new lows and standards. But the movie's a very nice watch because they present all these facts about the media, but it's still sort of a comedy. Not very easy to pull off. But Shah Rukh and Juhi's rapport definitely helped. So this movie talks about how the media always portrays stories the way they want us to see things. Or not see things. Shah Rukh and Juhi both play their roles so well, and the fight to be the best reporter that happens in the beginning is a very good representation of TV reporters today in real life. But instead of singing, I'm the best, they're just undergoing some serious vocal training to see who can yell the loudest. The only people who thrive in times of war and basically any negative events is the media, because suddenly they have so many stories to tell. The Post came out in 2017 and stars Meryl Streep as Katherine Graham, the first ever female publisher of a major American newspaper. Tom Hanks as the executive editor of that newspaper, and it's been directed by Steven Spielberg. Now, this is hard to believe, but it's the first time that these three brilliant minds came together for a film. It talks about how women aren't taken very seriously in high positions, and especially in the past, in the media, considering this movie set in 1971. And it also talks about how war is perceived and what really happens, because even if they don't believe in it, politicians sometimes just tell us what we need to hear and get away with it. Meryl Streep, nobody needs to say how brilliant she is, but she absolutely is. So in the movie, President Richard Nixon is so upset by the reports that he bans the Post from the White House. He's like, "I don't want that damn paper entering the highest office in the country. Gonna make a statement." And when the movie came out, President Donald Trump held a screening in the White House and invited the cast and crew. And this time, Tom Hanks is like, "I'm not stepping into the White House if it's on Donald Trump's invitation. Gonna make a statement like that." I don't think it really bothered Trump though. He would have just called it fake news. Superman, everyone's favorite superhero at one point in time. He's also probably the most fancy reporter there ever was, although a little unethical. Now, every hero has an alter ego. Batman probably has the best one, because even when he isn't wearing a cape and saving the day, he's leading a pretty fly life in a huge mansion and a butler to do his bidding. Next, I'd say, is Tony Stark, because even he has some really fancy machines and bots, and when he's not at work, he has a pretty great crib he can go back to. Spider-Man is just living off whatever he can make, but him and Superman have something in common. Both of them play reporters. But they're probably the worst media professionals you'll ever meet. Because Spider-Man, whose alter ego is Peter Parker, sells pictures of himself to the Daily Bugle, where he works. And he shoots himself as Spider-Man from the most flattering vantage points. And this helps convince everyone that Spider-Man is the hero we need. And Superman, on the other hand, whose alter ego is Clark Kent, works for the Daily Planet. And he has access to things quicker than most other people would. And sometimes he doesn't hesitate to give classified information to his girlfriend Lois Lane. But hey, all superheroes don't wear capes, and all reporters are not honest. Although 70 years after DC Comics first launched Superman and his alter ego Clark Kent, he quit his job as a journalist in the year 2012 because of the decline and abuse of journalism. This was a huge twist that the comic saw. Doesn't matter. Now he's probably a travel blogger with millions of Instagram followers. U-Turn came out in the year 2016, and once again, after Lucia, Pawan Kumar gave the Kannada industry a movie to talk about. It stars Shraddha Srinath as an intern with a newspaper. Now, this is so refreshing because there are so many movies about radio jockeys and TV reporters and writers and presenters, but everyone forgets the poor interns. So Shraddha Srinath, the newspaper intern, suddenly comes across a U-turn that's super weird because people move stones from a divider to take a U-turn there. They don't put it back, and that causes a lot of accidents. Sound familiar? It happens in every Indian city, I'm sure. Why go half an extra kilometer to make a U-turn when you can just move some stones and take on immediately? This is also a thriller because there are lots of twists and turns in the movie, not just U-turns. Some serious hairpin bends as well. Okay, that was a bad joke. Moving on to the next movie. At one point in time, page 3 was the most sought-after page in the newspaper. That was before Instagram, because now you can just follow the star and see what they're up to. But there was a time when the newspaper was your only way to see what being a star was like. Right from carefully planned poses to saying all the right things about what the star in question was up to. And this movie, page 3, has an incredible cast. It stars Konkana Sen as a page 3 journalist who really begins to question the purpose of her job. Because seriously, how many new ways can you think of writing about the events of a Bollywood party? Boman Irani plays the newspaper editor. The amazing Atul Kulkarni plays a crime journalist. Sandhya Mridul plays an air hostess. And it has a bunch of other great actors like Suhasini Mule and Soni Razdan. Madhur Bhandarkar always has this knack of picking an industry and giving us an insight like we've never had before. Just like he did with fashion and heroine and Chandni Bar, page 3 is one of his finest works till date. And most movies end with a definite climax where it ends with either a victory or a defeat. But here he just ends it with a... yeah, just that. No definite conclusion. You can figure what you want from the movie. So there we are, movies about journalism. Actors who pretended to be journalists and reporters on screen. Now, those are in the movies, but the ones we see on TV on a regular basis, they're pretty great actors as well. And as we watch the drama unfold on TV and Sense and Sensibility going on holiday together, let's hope our movies continue to get just as exciting as primetime news these days. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.